Joseph, the account of his curly locks, the account of Jacob and Zalika and her passion. It is plain and everyone finds the way. Where is the exposition in which the intellect becomes lost? He said, if this seems easy to thee, say one surah so easy as this Quran. Let the jinn and mankind and the skilled among you produce a single verse of this easy style.
This is the defense. He said, what? He said, everybody talked about Quran and said, what is this? This is the story of love of the Juliet and Romeo. This is something very simple and understandable. This is not something that the real intelligence will get lost over there and all that. What was the answer of Muhammad? Muhammad said, okay, make a verse like that verse if you write. Period. It was all this about. Remember, he is talking about you being ready to die for it and being volunteer to go to the mosque and fight yourself for this, right? Explained it and said this and that, but at the end, it arrived somewhere that he said, oh my God, I'm talking too much. I'm going to so many details. Let's stop it here. Why? This is why. So, you explain it to me. Why?
Well, there was the jealousy.
Because he understands how you are listening to the stories he's saying. You see, if you're listening to it superficially, if your attention deep, attention is not here, then what do you see in my book? The story of the beauty of Joseph, the love of Zalikha. You will see a lot of made up stories, right? And you could look at this verse and say, why do you tell me that? I don't get it. This is simple. What is difficult about it? You know what is difficult about it? Bring me one. One paragraph of this. Means what? Means if you thought that my explanation of your ego and the necessity of you burning it and cooking it and blah blah blah, all are easy and simple. Have you ever thought like that? Have you ever had a personal experience like what I'm talking about? No. Because I'm talking about doing something, not just listening. Yes, I said, you know what? You should teach yourself to become, to be ready, to be cooked, to become selfless. What am I talking about? Do you get it really? No. Because here I use the word self and selflessness. And I say you should teach yourself what I'm talking about. I mean, you have to teach yourself or yourself. This is what I'm talking about, the shadow and the real walking fellow. What am I talking about? To me, I'm talking about your ego, which is not you, it's your shadow. If there was no light, you had no ego. Do you think that a cow has an ego? No, because the cow is self-cow, period, always. And it doesn't change, it doesn't learn language. It doesn't learn thinking and all that. But when I'm explaining it, I have to bring in examples. And all these examples could make this a simple, childish story to you. Why? Because I'm talking and you're just listening. You're just listening like listening to a story. You don't go deep. All these things that I'm talking, first of all, it should be like a pain to you. And I told you, I'm making that pain not because I hate you, because I want to leave you. But you need that pain. You need that sufferance inside. You should be ready, because it's not easy. Oh, I said these sentences, and I said, oh yes, you know what? I talk to myself and I say, oh myself, this is... It's not like that. This is just explaining one part of it only. Which part? The part that when you want to go back, when you want to really go to the mass, when you want to fight your ego, then this could help a little bit. But I don't know how does it help, because help comes from how your heart should be able to receive all these vibrations and things like that. So it's not only talking. And in this talking, I say somebody should do this. What did you do? You imagine someone? Oh, if you imagine some good fellow, you become jealous. Your ego is like that. We try to mix it all. This is a complicated stuff. I'm talking about being ready to lose it all just for one thing. That hug we have, that embracement. That's all there is. But it's not like a romantic story I'm talking about. This is the serious effort that you should work on it. You should do something about it, not think about it. I'm not talking about how you should think. Because with thinking, your ego inflates. Because you give the information to your ego again and again and again. I'm talking about a very special experience here. That's what the complication is all about. So, he's not defending Masnavi. He said, listen, I stop this, I want to shake you to wake up. Don't read it as a story. Look at the people who are reading Quran as a story. You should try to reach the deepest level of what I'm trying to explain to you. This is what it is all about. Therefore, you need a tafsir, a commentary. Do you remember I said when it comes to tafsir, he would say, oh, let me explain it a different way, in a better way. Yes?
Commentary on the tradition of Mustafa, on whom be peace, that the Quran hath an exterior and an interior, and that its interior hath an interior to seven interiors.
This is something that is very famous, and it's arguable, and it's difficult to understand. Because when you look at Quran, what do you see? First of all, it's not a proper language, it's poetic language. And you know what poetic language looks like. Poetic language is something that you could read it like chanting something. Okay. But when they looked at it, they said, you know what? This book has a deeper level. That deeper level has another one. And another one. And another one. Up to seven. Means what? This is after he compared Masnavi with Quran. Right? And he brings that Quran here to say what? To say that what I'm teaching you, this is the only way I could talk about it. But right at the beginning, I explained it. It's not about something that you could talk about and your brain will understand. This is a practice. This is a path that you should walk. Okay? This is why I compared it, to explain to you that all the books, the holy books, the good books, they have several levels of meaning. One of the proofs we have for this is poetic language. We know that poetic language doesn't carry the normal meaning of the words. It's always pointing to some different level of the meanings of those, playing with the words. This is what poetic language is. Why play with it? Because the words are not ready, are not made for this stuff. The words are made, the language was made for your economic relationship. That's why we needed other languages. You remember that, I told you, when it comes to precision, the language doesn't work. We invented another language, mathematical language. Poetic language is even more complicated. We created poetic language for what? How did it happen, the poetic language? At the first level of the culture of humanity, there couldn't be poetic stuff, because they had difficulties even to understand the saying. When the saying settled down, when they could talk, then they finished with the normal subjects. When it comes to the subjects that are not touchable, like what? Love. When they wanted to talk about love, you do it. This is why I said, bring me one of this. Talk about love. The first thing in your mind are poetic language, because only in that language you could. Why? Because poetic language has several layers of meaning. Someone illiterate, when listening to poetic language, will hear something, will enjoy it even. Normally they dance with it. A deeper fellow will understand the meaning of the poetic language. What about another poet? He goes deeper. What about an expert of the poetic language? He watches deeper. This is what this book is about. I'm not talking about the value of the book. I'm talking about you, the reader of the book, how to look at it, to understand that all this stuff I'm talking about, these are just the examples I will bring. What did I do? I'm talking about a mosque, which is the holy place. Suddenly, I made a cook with a pot and the peanuts boiling. Why? I have to, but I should warn you. Why should I warn you now? Because you are at the end of the process of enrichment. You're understanding it. One of the main processes of enrichment is this, that whatever you have in your mind is raw. It's not really cooked. It should be cooked. How? First of all, with you. You understanding that there are deeper level in me. This is the normal level. This is the brain that everybody has. It doesn't need education and blah, blah, all of this. All of what I'm talking about is pointing towards somewhere, because I'm leading you. I'm directing you. And this is something that he knows the best. This is Allahu A'lam bil Rishad was. Said, I should zip it up because that's what it is. Yes?
Know that the words of the Quran have an exterior and under the exterior and interior, exceedingly overpowering.